This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, December 14th. Early this morning, it's 31 degrees in Turnwood, and over in Snyderville, it's 35. It will be dry today with a high of 47 expected at 1 p.m. A stiff wind will keep things feeling chilly. Overnight, temperatures fall to 24 degrees. On Wednesday, a high of 43 is expected right around noon. Soon after, chances of rain enter the region. Overnight, the rain gets a little stronger and temperatures rise slightly to 44 degrees as a warm front crosses the region. Thursday, we have a break in the rain in the morning. Then temperatures reach 58 degrees in the afternoon before the rain resumes. Friday will be dry with a high of 50. Saturday could see some snow or rain. The closest possible snowfall today is about 500 miles away beyond New Brunswick. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:41 a.m., high tide at 11:46 a.m., low tide again at 6:20 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:12 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming solar wind is due to strike on Thursday. Minor geomagnetic unrest is possible. Don't forget the Gemini meteor shower is still near its peak. Solar wind speed is currently 311 kilometers per second at 11.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 40. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin with the penultimate show of the year. We'll be hearing some theme song remixes from upcoming releases, a little bit of Christmas music, and end with a Christmas-themed Superman read-along record. Now for Geek Speak. Why so neo-noir? The Hollywood Reporter says their sources report Warners are testing two cuts of Matt Reeves' The Batman, one featuring a cameo by an actor and one without, with a decision to be made soon on which edit to release. This follows rumors that Barry Keoghan, recently seen in Eternals, will appear as a Joker, though THR says they have no knowledge of that. The Bat-Pat-verse will continue to expand on HBO Max, as Variety claims Colin Farrell is signed to produce and star in a series chronicling his version of the Penguin's rise to power, the streamer offering no comment on the report. Batman the Animated Series, already having a comic book continuation, is getting another extension in audio drama form. At Los Angeles Comic Con, Kevin Conroy and John Glover announced a new audio series produced by show vet Alan Burnett, with the two reprising their roles as the Caped Crusader and the Riddler, respectively. The latter actor also knowing the story will deal with the game designer turned costume villain, realizing he's on the spectrum. No word on any other cast returns yet, and this joins HBO Max's Jeffrey Wright-led Batman the Audio Adventures and Spotify's upcoming Batman Unburied, starring Winston Duke. THR reports Ron Clements and John Musker, the legendary duo behind Disney's Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and Moana, are joining Space Jam and New Legacy screenwriter Celeste Ballard to bring into animated live DC's Metal Men, the story of Will Magnus, an eccentric or psychotic, depending on the writer, scientist and his team of robots made of and personifying the qualities of the metals they're made of: gold, iron, lead, tin, mercury, and platinum. The pimping of the Warner's IP that began with the aforementioned New Legacy will continue in Smash Bros. Form, as they officially announced Multiverses, a free-to-play fighting game slated for release next year on PC and consoles. An incomplete roster has been released, including the DCAU versions of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, as well as Harley Quinn, Bugs Bunny, Finn and Jake, Steven Universe and Garnet, Tom and Jerry, Arya Stark, and new character Rain Dog. No word if players will be able to throw down with the droogs or the nuns from the devils. A dark horse has entered the IP bidding wars, as Bloomberg reports the venerable indie comic publisher has hired an advisor to weigh options, including a sale. One factor in this might also be the loss of the major licenses Star Wars and Alien/Predator that served as a pillar for the company for decades. Speaking of the universe's deadliest hunters, on Disney Plus Day, the studio announced the next Predator film, previously reported to be titled Skulls, will instead be released on Hulu next summer under the title Prey. Directed by 10 Cloverfield Lane helmer Dan Trachtenberg and set 300 years ago, it'll star Amber Midthunder as a Comanche warrior protecting her tribe from the dreaded Predator. IDW is also looking at some potential license losses of their own, as THR reports Robert Kirkman's Skybound imprint at Image is close to stealing away G.I. Joe and Transformers comics for a likely 2023 relaunch. Shepard & Co.'s battle against the Reapers may be in Amazon delivery soon, as in a Deadline report on Wheel of Time and the LOTR series, it was passingly mentioned they're nearing a deal with Bethesda and EA for a live-action series adaptation of the classic game franchise Mass Effect. Amazon's also growing the world of The Boys, announced an animated anthology Diabolical, set to premiere next year with all-star writing talent including Awkwafina, creator Garth Ennis, Justin Roiland, Andy Samberg, and Aisha Tyler, alongside showrunners Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. Enter the Verneverse, with the still-to-debut David Tennant-led series adaptation of Around the World in 80 Days already renewed for a second season. Variety reports showrunner Ashley Farrow will also oversee a new version of Journey to the Center of the Earth. Today's first set begins with Let Orchestra Cinematique's epic remix of the trailer theme from Spider-Man No Way Home.
Careful what you wish for, Parker.
That was the Excess remix of Rob Dugan's Club to Death, the original made famous through The Matrix. Or that was YSSY's retro synthwave cover of the main theme from The Mandalorian. And we started with La Orchestra Cinematique's epic mix of Spider-Man No Way Home's trailer theme. More possible evidence for my emerging Zuckerberg's a DCEU stan theory, as Florence Pugh was blocked on Instagram last week for promoting her appearance in the fourth episode of Hawkeye on Disney Plus. Yes, it was probably some anonymous cowardly little spit reporting her, but following Facebook flag and check-ins from users seeing Eternals, one wonders if the next shoe to drop is the metaverse stopping anyone from setting up watch parties for Spider-Man. Moving on to another reviled CEO, here's some delayed shot in Florida. WDWNT.com, a Disney Park news site, reported Disney CEO Bob Chapek was to appear at last month's D23 event but suddenly dropped out, connecting this to his shortened meet-and-greet with visitors at the parks on October 1st, which quickly devolved into heckling and jeering at him over the ScarJo lawsuit, nearly 30,000 layoffs on top of reinstatement of exec bonuses, backlash against replacing the already hated FastPass system at the Genies at the parks with Genie Plus, and former Imagineer supporting the Change.org Fire Bob Chapek petition. Somewhere Michael Eisner smiles in satisfaction at not being the most hated lord of the House of Mouse anymore. Kevin Feige has given up trying to hide the devil in the details, as he told Cinema Blend that whenever Daredevil shows up in the MCU, still refusing to confirm if that'll be in the new Spider-Man, he'll be once again betrayed by Netflix series lead Charlie Cox. The rap broke that 90s Saturday morning classic X-Men the Animated Series will be revived on Disney Plus as X-Men 97 in 2023, with most of the original cast back and the original creative team consulting. At last month's Disney Plus presentation, Marvel included confirmation of Echo, recently debuted in Hawkeye, again in her own series. Miss Marvel will hit the streamer next summer. The Agatha Harkness spinoff will be officially titled Agatha, House of Harkness. And two new animated series to follow the returning What If, comprising a Marvel Zombies spinoff and MCU Spidey prequel Spider-Man Freshman Year. Same event also revealed the John Mulaney and Andy Samberg-led Chippendale Rescue Rangers live-slash-animated hybrid film will be a continuation, not a reboot, of the original cartoon. And they also revealed there will be a new adaptation of Tony the Terrorlizzi and Holly Black's classic children fantasy novel series The Spiderwick Chronicles for the streamer. Moving over to the Star Wars silo, THR broke that due to scheduling conflicts with Wonder Woman 3, Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron film will be delayed. This was originally reported as also being due to her commitment to direct the Gal Gadot-led Cleopatra film, but not long after Deadline reported Jenkins has stepped back from that to produce instead, with Falcon and the Winter Soldier helmer Kerry Gogland stepping in to the director's chair. Variety meanwhile reports Amanda Stenberg from The Hate U Give and Dear Evan Hansen is the frontrunner to lead Disney Plus series The Acolyte, set 50 years before episode 1. The Disney Plus presentation also confirmed the Rogue One prequel series Andor will finally hit next summer. Our first dose of holiday cheer starts with the beginning of the end for the Ninja Turtles in their original run at the top of the kids' media heap. From We Wish You a Turtle Christmas, featuring the short-lived touring band version of the Heroes in a Half Shell, here's Gotta Get a Gift for Splinter.
Gotta get a gift for Splinter. You guys are pathetic. Oh, oh. Gotta get a gift. A sweater or a necktie, an electric coffee brewer. How about a go-kart? A go-kart in the sewer, baby. Oh. Gotta get a gift for Splinter. Does he have a pair of earmuffs? I really can't remember. Next year we are doing all our shopping in September, baby. Gotta get a gift for Splinter.
Together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you blue. It's lovely weather for us, stay right together with you.
don't think I have the energy to add to my already bad brush, just cause it's 'tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections back from last year. Ski shopping counter, most interesting, had his number but never the time.
Most of 81 best along those lines.
So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath, Christmas by myself this year. Picture frozen landscape, chilled this room for 24 days. Evergreens, sparkling snow, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, farm again. Would have been good to go for a lunch. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't of course till summertime. Out to the beach, just both could have joined him. No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, and of course I am sad. But I set my mind not to do too much about it.
Christmas is all.
Oh no, you
gritting our teeth through the TMNT bands, gotta get a gift for Splinter. We were rewarded with TLC taking us on a sleigh ride, followed by Kylie Minogue teaming with Iggy Pop for her take on the 80s Christmas classic Christmas Wrapping. Some last quick hits of Geek Speak. LeVar Burton may not get to ask, is that your final answer again? But he's not leaving the game show genre, as Variety reports he'll host a new attempt to translate Trivial Pursuit to TV screens. Speaking to Hollywood Reporter Barbara Broccoli, once again shot down the possibility of gender swapping Bond for the next installment, but while he will remain British, 007 may not stay white, she said. Paul Verhoeven's next erotic thriller will leave the convent for a more typical Denison, telling movie maker he's reuniting with RoboCop and Starship Troopers screenwriter Ed Neumeier for Young Sinner, which will be set in Washington, D.C., and be more in line with Basic Instinct with some spy thriller elements. James Wan's Malignant may be the quickest turnaround I've seen from a movie going from disaster to misunderstood gem, and that's proven by lead Annabelle Wallace telling Screen Rant there are discussions for a follow-up. Universal has picked up Hidalgo screenwriter John Fusco's spec script for a contemporary New Orleans retelling of Phantom of the Opera, simply titled Phantom, to be produced by John Legend. Nicolas Cage will be playing a character that's undeniably a vampire, playing Dracula to Nicholas Holt's Renfield in the modernized comedic film of the same name, directed by Lego Batman helmer Chris McKay, based on an idea by Robert Kirkman. Leading into our penultimate set comes news of a new-ish character added to Rob Zombie's Monsters reboot, as the Rocker director posted on Instagram a photo of Seventh Doctor Sylvester McCoy as Igor, described as a loyal servant to the family. In the original series, Grandpa Munster had a pet bat of the same name, but in the movie The Monster's Revenge, we met Cousin Igor, caretaker of Castle Dracula. Now, while we wait for the first of the final three Jodie Whittaker TARDIS trips to land this New Year's Day, here's Bill McGuffey's theme from the second Peter Cushing film, Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD.
Song. The law's right behind you, and it won't take long. So come, you coyotes, and howl at the moon till there's blood upon the sawdust in the Last Chance Saloon. Fingers and bells on their toes, the girls come to Tombstone in their high silk hose. They'll dance on the tables or sing you a tune for whatever's in your wallet at the Last Chance Saloon. It's your last chance of boozing, where there's no one to mind.
It's your last chance of losing, and the first place you'll find. It's your last chance of earning your gunfighter's fee. The pay is in dollars, but the bullets are free. It's your last chance of cussing at a gunfighter's doom. It's your last chance of nothing. It's the Last Chance Saloon.
We'll be right back.
Following Bill McGuffey's theme for Dalek's Invasion Earth, we heard Linda Barron and Tom McCall's cover of Ballad of the Last Chance Saloon from the William Hartnell-era serial The Gunfighters, and concluded with In Time, All Will Know by the Courtney Pine Quartet, who cameoed in the Sylvester McCoy-era 25th anniversary special Silver Nemesis. Thanks for listening. I'll be back for the last week of the year with the 1966 installment of One Hitters. Stay safe as we go out with Power Records' children's read-along record, Superman in Light Up the Tree, Mr. President, followed by most of the Vaporwave remix of Rob Dugan's Club to Death.
It is the day before Christmas in Washington, D.C., where final preparations are underway for the tree-lighting ceremony on the White House lawn. We join newscaster Jimmy Olsen as he moves through the crowd outside the fence.
Hi, everybody. What a day this is. There's an excitement in the air like you wouldn't believe. Never saw so many happy faces. The holiday spirit is so strong you can almost feel it. Excuse me, sir. I'm Jimmy Olsen, WGBS-TV. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
How do you like Washington?
Great.
What do you think of that tree up there?
Fantastic. I'm from Oregon, and I know something about trees, and I tell you, that's got to be the biggest Christmas tree ever. Make a great show when the lights go on.
Thank you, sir. And you, ma'am, what do you think of all this?
Beautiful, just beautiful. I can hardly wait until tonight. It will be almost as beautiful as stars over my home state of Alabama.
Thank you, ma'am. And you, sir, have you ever been to one of these?
And while Jimmy Olsen continues his interviews, we switch to the WGBS studios in Metropolis, where Lois Lane and Clark Kent are watching a studio monitor.
Isn't he doing a great job, Clark? And on his first big assignment.
Sure is. And so is the cameraman, getting some great close-ups. Matter of fact, I thought I saw someone I...
Oh, look, that young couple and their little daughter. Listen.
And you say you're from Ohio, right? First time in Washington.
And it's also wonderful. When are they going to turn on the lights, Daddy?
Right after dark, Amy. And it'll be the biggest, brightest, most beautiful Christmas tree you ever saw. It'll light up the whole lawn.
Will it light up the whole world, Daddy? Light up the whole world?
Oh, Clark, isn't she adorable?
Light up the whole world! Light up the whole world! Light up the whole...
Clark, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Just a little headache. It'll go away. Think I'll just go out for a little air. Walk down by the river.
But something was wrong, and the Man of Steel felt a deep uneasiness grip his whole being. That face I saw in the crowd during Jimmy's interviews and what the little girl said light up the whole world. Somehow they go together like parts of a puzzle, but I can't seem to make them fit. If only I could remember. And as he walks along, racking his brain for answers that don't come, he sees the UN building ahead and decides to go in and listen to the debate in the Security Council in an overtime session.
And in conclusion, I wish to place my government irrevocably on record in favor of this giant step forward on the road to peace. Thank you.
It is my great privilege and honor as chairman to announce that the Security Council of the United Nations has this day voted unanimously in favor of the resolution banning the use of all nuclear weapons. I wish to thank the delegates for their devotion to duty and their self-sacrifice in giving up so much of their holiday time so that this legislation could be completed.
That is good news, and it's about time. Banning nuclear weapons is the best. Nuclear weapons, that's it. That face in the crowd, it was Thurston Kilgore, the great nuclear physicist. The last time I saw him was, yeah, a Senate committee hearing 8 years ago.
Let me see if I understand you correctly, Dr. Kilgore. You say we now have nuclear superiority enough to deter...
Not just superiority, Senator, and not just a deterrent. We have the capacity to destroy our enemies at one stroke, right now, today.
You mean...
I mean we should launch our nuclear missiles immediately.
Without warning of any kind?
Without warning, without delay, without mercy. Wipe them all out.
You would destroy over 600 billion human beings, men, women, children, just like that?
Just like that. It will be the greatest display of man-made firepower in the history of the universe.
He's mad.
America will be the master of the world for 1,000 years.
That will be all, called, Dr. Kilgore?
No one will dare oppose us. No one.
Remove that man.
We will remake every government in the world in our image. And those that oppose us.
One of the most brilliant scientists of our time had obviously lost his mind and had to be confined in a mental institution. Diagnosed a hopeless case. A hopeless case? Running loose on the streets of Washington. Great Krypton! I've got to get down there right now. This is a job for... Superman! As the mightiest man in the world races through the darkening sky, little does he realize how justified his fears are. At that very moment, in his secret laboratory, not far from the White House, Thurston Kilgore is talking.
Ah, you're awake, my young friend. Good. Soon you will have the privilege of being part of the greatest Christmas happening in 2,000 years. Oh, all right, I'll remove the gag. But it's no use trying to call for help. No one can hear you. Hold still a minute. Ah, there you are.
I don't understand. Who are you? And what's the big happening you're talking about? And why are you holding me in this place?
I am Thurston Kilgore, scientist. But soon I shall be Thurston Kilgore, master of the world.
Master of the world? You've got to be kidding.
Kidding? Not at all. You see these television screens? I'll turn on number one. What do you see?
The White House. The Christmas tree on the lawn.
And here's number two. Now, what do you see?
I'm not sure. Looks like, yeah, a missile at a rocket site.
Very good. That rocket, by the way, is ready for immediate launching and carries a payload of 5 nuclear warheads, each 100 times as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb.
But what has this got to do with...
Patience, young man. Patience. And now, screen number 3.
Another rocket.
And 4. And 5. And 6. There you are. The whole picture.
5 multiple-head rockets.
All tied to the controls in the war room of the Pentagon and targeted on our enemies.
But the only person authorized to push the button is...
Yes?
The President of the United States.
Precisely.
But we're not at war, and he's not about to push that button.
Quite right. Not that button, and not knowingly. But there are buttons and buttons.
I still don't...
But the button that will turn on the lights on that beautiful Christmas tree.
On the White House lawn?
Right.
You mean to say that button is tied into the rocket launch system you just showed me?
Now you're getting it. It's tied in by a remote control circuit I secretly installed.
And when the president pushes the button that lights the tree...
Good Lord.
For a brief moment, the lights will go on. And then a bomb concealed in one of the tree ornaments will detonate, destroying everyone in the immediate area.
Including the president?
Especially the president. And simultaneously, 5 beautiful rockets will soar like avenging angels through the night sky. And when they reach their targets, they will light up the whole world.
But what have I got to do with all this? Why hold me?
Because you, my young friend, are the bait in a trap I have set to capture and eliminate once and for all the only man who could possibly interfere with my plan. Superman.
Isn't this exciting? What time will they turn on the lights, Harry?
Gee, I don't know. Should be any time now.
Will we be able to see the president from here?
I think so. We got here early enough to pick a good spot. Hey, mister, watch where you're going. Oh, my gosh, it's Superman.
I'm sorry, sir. I was looking for a young newscaster, Jimmy Olsen. He was interviewing people right around here a little while ago. Have you seen him?
Oh, sure. He interviewed us.
Did you see where he went?
Last we saw, I went over to that van over there.
Oh, the WGBS mobile unit. Thanks. Nobody here. What's this on the seat? A note addressed to me. If you want to see Jimmy Olsen alive, come to the top floor of the warehouse at the end of L Street. Signed TK. TK. Thurston Kilgore, so I was right. He was the one I saw on TV.
And at that moment, a cheer goes up from the crowd.
Hey, look, it's the president.
I know there's something wrong here. Something involving the president, but I don't know what it is, and I have to go see Jimmy. Well, this is the warehouse, but I don't...
Come in, Superman. The door is open.
Kilgore.
Welcome.
Superman.
Where's... Oh, Jimmy, there you are. Are you all right?
So far, but you've got to stop him, Superman. He's going to...
Don't worry. I'll take care of him.
You'll take care of nothing, Superman. You're through.
Superman, what's wrong?
I feel weak. Dizzy.
And soon you will feel nothing. This machine duplicates the deadly rays of green kryptonite, the only substance that can destroy the mighty Superman. And so I leave you both. In a few minutes, you, Superman, will be dead. And my crypto-ray machine will self-destruct, wiping out all evidence of my connection with this place, including you, little Jimmy.
If only I could get loose.
Ta-ta, both of you. I'm off in my armored car to watch the president light up the world.
And just today, the day before Christmas, the United Nations Security Council, in extraordinary session, voted unanimously to ban all nuclear weapons. On this glorious night before Christmas, therefore, there is more hope than ever that peace on Earth and goodwill to all mankind can become a reality.
Come on, get on with it. Get on with it. Light up the tree, Mr. President.
And so with great joy in my heart, I press the button that will light up this beautiful symbol of brotherhood and love.
And just as his finger touches the button, the figure of the mightiest man on Earth swoops down out of the sky.
It's Superman!
Tears one of the ornaments off the tree and hurls it high into the night sky, where it explodes harmlessly with a roar.
Now the president is safe at least, but I was too late to prevent the rockets from being fired. Got to stop them somehow.
And then occurred one of the most incredible events in the history of the world. Crisscrossing the skies at unbelievable speed, a Man of Steel flies to each of the five rockets in rapid succession, changes their course in mid-flight, and heads them on a collision course with the sun, where their death-dealing potential will be fused with the life-giving energy of Earth's great star. Later, back at the WGBS studios in Metropolis.
What an incredible story, Jimmy.
By sheer luck, my chair fell over as I struggled to break the ropes I was tied up with. And I fell against Kilgore's crypto-ray machine, knocking it over and putting it out of action.
With the rays stopped, of course, Superman's strength returned.
And since Kilgore had shown me where the bomb on the Christmas tree and all the rockets were located, I told Superman, and you know the rest.
What happened to Kilgore?
In a way, I feel kind of sorry for him. The failure of his plan was too much for his twisted mind. And the police picked him up, babbling like a baby on the White House lawn.
Clark Kent, where in the world have you been?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I was tired and went up to my room for a nap. What did I miss?
I go on the air at midnight. Listen, and you'll find out.
You're on, Miss Lane.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Lois Lane with the latest WGBS inside story of how Superman saved the life of the president and prevented World War III in what will probably go down as one of the greatest Christmas events.